AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They can reach a deal. That from Secretary of State Antony Blinken about a ceasefire and hostage release agreement in the Israel-Hamas war.
As I said to the Prime Minister and to other Israeli officials today, the daily toll that its military operations continue to take on innocent civilians remains too high.
He admits both sides are still too far apart. The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is getting smaller. Author and spiritualist Marianne Williamson is suspending her campaign after finishing a distant third place in the Nevada primary. Two men are under arrest after two American women accused them of sexual assault during a shore excursion during a carnival cruise. An Idaho man is scheduled to be executed at the end of the month, but is asking a federal court to put his lethal injection on hold. Thomas Creech wants a new clemency hearing after the previous one ended in a tie vote. This is ABC News. Taylor Swift's concert movie will soon come to a streaming service near you. Nice
to meet you. There was a blank space in the streaming world when it came to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert movie, so you just knew all too well we'd probably soon be able to watch it on one of the streaming services. Swift and Disney Plus announced Wednesday that the film will start streaming on Disney Plus March 15th. Then if you're ready for it, it'll feature five songs you didn't see in the theatrical or video on demand versions. The Eras Tour concert film is the highest grossing movie of its kind. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
It could be the future of electric vehicles. On Friday, Electrify America will open a new indoor charging station near the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, which allows drivers to relax in a lounge while their batteries fill up. Scientists say they've discovered the remains of a new winged dinosaur, which would have lived 166 million years ago. It was found on Scotland's Isle of Skye in 2006. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new, so I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Experience. Dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin. Cosmo Brown. Frequency. Weekly guests. Bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity. Unity. Unity.
Good evening and welcome to our 18th episode of Mad Unity. We are the show that endeavors to bring all aspects of electronic music to light here in Madison, Wisconsin. I am joined tonight by DJ Azza of the infamous MSN Jams Parties.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yes, and we also have Frequency joining us from his remote station.
Hello.
Yeah, it's great to see you, man. Great to see you both
great
here.
Great to see you guys.
No, so, we're stoked.
Yeah, first, you know, I just want to remind everyone listening out there that you can keep up with Mad Unity wherever you are by streaming us with the free Civic Media app. You can download it for free in the Google Play or Apple App Store, and then find Mad Radio WMDX and tune in from everywhere. So, as I said, we have, and actually a couple of treats tonight. We have DJ Azza making his radio debut and apparently interview debut. He seems to be doing all right so far. And we are also introducing a new feature we talked about in the past that it's going to be sporadic at first, but what we're calling our mad track of the show. And that's coming up a little later. Yeah, we got the mad track and it is a good one from DJ Colette. It's a track that will be out on Friday, but we have it here exclusively to play on the air in Madison, and we're excited about that. So if you're listening from anywhere on the internet and you're from Chicago, give us a shout out. We are about to get started. All right, so welcome, Mikey Azza.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, as I mentioned, you are a resident of the MSN Jams, or Jams.
Yeah, Jams.
A legendary party here in Madison, Wisconsin. The very first one I went to since I moved, when I moved here, and it blew me away. So let's just start by learning a little bit about you. Like, when did you, you know, catch the DJ bug?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, in the terms of starting to collect music, I would say it goes back to when I first had LimeWire back in the day. But DJing proper, I got a controller in 2015 and just started playing in the bedroom, you know, classic style. And eventually I bought a set of speakers and threw my first party, and it's all, you know, uphill, downhill since then.
just causing all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, no, it was my sister-in-law and brother, or I'm sorry, my sister and brother-in-law convinced me to buy the speakers, and having your own sound changes everything, because you hear the rhythm, you start dancing in your basement, like, oh, man. And yeah, did a few random events here and there, and started live streaming through the pandemic, and that's where I met most of the Jams crew, and the rest is history.
See, like, good things did come out of COVID.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And I would say another big moment was for Christmas, let's see, 2016, I specifically asked my family not to get me a turntable, but they suggested I buy one, or they bought me one, and I caught the record bug too. So.
Nice. So yeah, so you're also collecting vinyl.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. Any format you got, I would like to play music on it.
So. Yeah. Well, you're also a musician though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I played piano through high school and then took a long break. And again, COVID, picked up that again. I joined a virtual jazz band through MATC, which was really wild.
And, nice. Was there any like latency in between parts or something?
I think they inform each other. I feel like eventually I'm trying to get playing keys over DJing, but we'll get there. But I mean, anytime you're working with music, listening to music, playing music, I think it informs, you know, rhythm and song choices, and you start picking up stuff that you're not listening if you're not paying attention. So
it definitely makes like key matching a little bit easier,
because
you can hear it.
Definitely.
I have a question for you real quick on top of that.
Yeah,
do you ever plan on bringing live instruments into the DJing aspect, like at the same time?
I definitely want to. I mean, I have some keyboards set up in my basement, and I can generally within a minute or two pick out the right key. And, you know, especially with some of the house music, it's got two chords, so you can, you know, find a blues scale. But the answer is yes.
Right.
I mean, I really would really like to figure out how to do that. That's one reason, we'll get to this later, of course, but I really enjoy to see people that are able to kind of seamlessly blend music with DJing. So people like Carrie Chandler, who plays piano, or, I mean, Colette is a great example. She sings.
Yeah, she sings live.
Like, people that have that extra touch on top, I think, just give something really special, because DJing is amazing. You can play any song recorded anywhere.
And then
music is awesome because the person's doing it live and they're giving a little piece of themselves to it, so... Yeah, no, we'll see where this goes, and I eventually hope to have a keyboard right about here.
Right, nice. Come back and just jam along, just set up some loops,
exactly.
And then, you know, have a whole jam session.
The trick is to make it sound like it needs to be there.
Right.
Like, I'll play in my basement, and it sounds like I'm, like, just goofing around, man. It sounds okay once in a while, but it doesn't sound like it needs to be there yet.
Right.
Where I want to go is where you're like, is that part of the song? Like, what is that?
Right.
And it's me.
Right.
So.
Nice.
That's the goal.
Well, you know, Phil is actually a producer, quite an accomplished producer as well. So,
that's amazing.
We should jam sometime.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
The scene
we
brings
go,
a lot of
in the DAW.
There we go. Yeah. DAW, live, whatever you got. Like, music brings people together, especially in Madison, because we're all a tight community. So.
Yeah. And that actually brings me to my next question. You know, you mentioned you started around the pandemic, and it's been like a 3-4 years now.
Yeah.
How have you seen the scene changing over the last couple of years?
It's changed a lot. I mean, I don't know whether it's just because I got more involved in it, obviously through jams and meeting a lot of people, but it really feels like people realized what a cool thing we got going on in the city and started coming out in force. And it's really exciting. I'm, you know, I don't like to think of myself as old, but seeing young people come out and really be open to whatever is playing. You know, we've had a lot of DJs come from abroad for jams, and they're blown away by how everybody's down to dance to basically anything they got to throw. And then you hear about other cities where, you know, the music scene is awesome, but there are some rules that Madison doesn't seem to be held to.
Right.
People are here to jam.
There's a certain naivete still about the scene, which is great because people are open to, you know, anything that makes them dance. And there's not a whole lot of, sometimes scenes get a little jaded and it's you know.
Yeah, you can definitely have a little bit of that. Yeah. And I think most music people are all friendly and open to it. But COVID washed anything that was there, in my mind, away, and sort of a fresh slate, and all the talent was there waiting for it. So, no, it's really been exciting to watch it kind of blossom and see people consistently out at shows, and it feels like, you know people's names, or you've seen them online somewhere, you know, on the Instagram or whatever. So,
yeah,
no, it's cool and it's really exciting, and I feel like I'm not alone in saying it's something really special right now.
Yeah, that seems to be a theme for us. You know, we're one of our goals with you know, Frequency and myself is just to bring different aspects of the scene together, because even though it's a small city, there's different pockets, and everybody's super nice, and you know, everybody we brought on brings it and has made every show really special. So it's been a great experience so far.
Yeah, super cool.
So we have, you know, we actually hung out at New Year's Eve in Oshkosh, Phil. So Mike was there. We were jamming out to DJ Colette.
It was really special.
Yeah, and I got to reconnect with her from back in the LA days. I don't know if she really remembered me, but she remembered the parties that she would play where I was going to. So,
yeah.
But we actually, you know, we reconnected, and you know, we talked today with Aza, and we were like, "What should we do?" And then I remember that she's putting out a track. We contacted her. Mm-hmm. She gave us a track, so now we're able to feature it. How are you feeling about the tune that we're gonna?
It's
feature?
Awesome. I was, you know. She's got great music, and the music, that song itself, that track itself, like, I was like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to just immediately buy this.
Yeah. What do we call it? The wobbly bass.
Wobbly,
it's like wobbly bass with funk.
Yeah.
It was like funky when I listened to it. Yeah, I thought it was super like.
Yeah. Really cool remix. I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
And then I looked, and there's only one place that's online, and it's TrackSource.
Yep. So you'll be able to get it on Friday. Yep.
Well, that's the thing. So I was about to buy it. I was going to buy it for tonight, and it's not even out yet. And you know, you went out and reached out to her. And
yeah, she was gracious enough to give it to us. So again, we're excited to feature our first Mad track.
Yeah,
of everybody the show.
Wins.
Yeah, exactly.
She gets promotion and new song out, and we get to have some exclusives. That feels good.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think we're ready to get started. We're going to be back on the other side with more DJ Aza interview, but for now, we're going to just get right into the music. And let's go.
Awesome. All right, here we go.
This is Mad Unity, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX. DJ Aza on the decks. Yo, nigga, get the honey in.
I'm telling you.
listening to Mad Unity. Only on Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX. The station is a part of the Civic Media Network. On decks right now, DJ Azza. I hope you're enjoying this night of funky tunes. You are listening to Mad Unity. DJ Azza on the decks. That last song was Love Will Set You Free by DJ Colette, our featured artist. Listening to us on air, come back after the break. We'll have the debut of our Mad Track of the Week coming up.
Should I turn this down?
I think we're good. You're listening to Mad Unity on Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX. DJ Azza will be back on the other side with more of an interview with him and our Mad Track.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio,
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.